Warm temperatures will occur across portions of the Midwest over the next couple of days ahead of the remnants of Tropical Storm Isaac, which are expected to arrive on Saturday in Missouri and spread eastward across the lower eastern Midwest as we finish out the weekend and into maybe the early part of next week for southeastern portions of Canada's soybean and corn producing areas. The storm system is not changing much from what it was advertised to be yesterday. We've seen some impressive rainfall down there in the lowermost parts of the Mississippi River Valley, southernmost Mississippi, and easternmost portions of Louisiana. According to the Doppler radar, I've seen 4 to 10 inch general rains since the storm began, and there's some local totals in the 10 to 16 inch plus range, according to the Doppler estimates again. Well, the storm is going to be moving northwestward from the Alexandria, Louisiana area today, eventually passing through western and central portions of Arkansas and up into Missouri. And when it comes into the Midwest, we still expect to see general rains of 3/4 inch to 2.5 inches, but there will be certainly some heavier rains coming out of maybe central Missouri into central Indiana, central Illinois, where we could see totals getting upwards to 4.5 inches or even more. So we'll continue to watch the progression of the storm rather closely. Some of the computer forecast model data suggested rain amounts could be as high as 8 inches. Don't know that I buy into that, but we'll continue to monitor the storm rather closely. There seems to be a great deal of nervousness about the remnants of the storm coming into the Midwest because of the drought weekend stalks of corn that are out there. Some ear droppage has already been noted without any storm system influencing the region, and so the combination of heavy rainfall and some stronger wind gusts could possibly cause some more droppage or some lodging of the crop, and that could be a problem. So we're going to continue to monitor that as well. I still don't believe that that will be a widespread issue, but it is one that will continue to be a concern until the storm passes through the region. There is a good chance that we will see some improved rainfall potential in hard red wheat country next week. The next several days will likely be dry and warm. In fact, all the Great Plains will likely see temperatures in the upper 80s and 90s over the next several days, with extremes over 100 degrees. This is no change from yesterday's outlook, and it's a byproduct of the fact that Isaac is going to be passing from Louisiana to Missouri over these next couple of days, and that's going to maintain a high-pressure system in the plains that will likely create the warmer and drier bias. But later next week, we'll see an opportunity for rain developing in hard red winter wheat country. The high plains area that was missed by rain last week may get a better opportunity for some precipitation to occur at the end of next week going into the following weekend. Obviously, that's a long ways out in the forecast, but it is something to be looking forward to, since that region is going to need more precipitation before planting of winter crops can take place. The temperature outlook across the Midwest I alluded to before would be likely a warmer biased environment as we go through these next couple of days. Not excessively warm and not nearly as warm as that of the plains, but we will see temperatures that are a little bit on the warm biased side. We'll likely see high temperatures running primarily in the 80s and lower 90s to the east of the Mississippi River. There will be a few exceptions, some upper 70s every once in a while, and especially associated with Isaac's heaviest rainfall, there may be pockets of 70-degree readings possible. In the meantime, on the west side of the Missouri River, again, associated with the plains warmth, we could see some temperatures getting up a little higher into the 90s, especially today. But as the increased cloudiness and rainfall begin to spread into Missouri as we go from Friday into Saturday, we'll see at least a pocket of cooling take place there. Next week, we'll see drier air moving across all of the Midwest, and temperatures will trend cooler. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.